Hello.
Hello, my name is Hershey and I'm calling from FIU. And today we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. So let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a townhome, an apartment slash condominium, manufactured, or a mobile home?
I'm sorry, what are you asking about?
So I'm Hershey and I'm calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction. So, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment slash condominium, manufactured, or a mobile home?
My home is a single-family, but I'm still not sure of what you're asking about.
Basically, we're just doing this survey.
Florida, I'm sorry, a survey regarding what?
So a survey kind of like talking about residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction. So basically
hurricane threat and damage reduction. Okay.
Yes. Well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household, this being based on the before mentioned threats, which were like hurricane threats and stuff like that. So do you own or rent your home?
Own,
all right. Do you happen to know what year your home was built?
1926.
All right, thank you. So have any upgrades or modifications been made to the property?
Are you kidding me? My house was practically blown away in the hurricane, so it's totally renovated from top to bottom.
All right. Totally renovated. All right, thank you. So how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida for?
I'm not a permanent resident, but I'm here in the winter usually for 12 years.
12 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. I'll be 12. Okay, perfect. So have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? And the list goes any tropical storms, any Category 1 hurricanes, Category 2, 3, 4, or 5 hurricanes?
Yes, Hurricane Ian was a Category 5.
All right. Would it be just...
And we were a direct hit.
All right. Sorry to hear that. So would you say just that hurricane, or have you also lived through any other of the Category hurricanes?
Yes, Irma, 17, Charlie, in 4.
All right. So let's say you saw Hurricane Irma, Hurricane Ian, as well as Hurricane Charlie. All right, thank you. So have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Say it again, please. Go ahead.
Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
That would be a yes. All right, thank you. What was the estimated damage in dollars?
Probably close to $400,000.
Wow, up to $400,000. All right, thank you. So could you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home?
It was a Category 5 hurricane. I was a direct hit. I lost 2 cars. And this was a war zone.
All right. So you would see, like there was flooding, I'm assuming. There was, like, wind debris breaking
flooding.
Windows.
Are you kidding me? 5 feet of flooding.
All right. Let's just put everything was damaged. House completely destroyed. All right, thank you. So how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornadoes or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely
I'm
vulnerable?
I'm very concerned. I'm very,
very
concerned.
Extremely?
I
all
love
right.
my home. I'm considering selling only for that reason.
All right. So if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I would read up on it before and do whatever they told me to do.
Oh,
I've been through a number of hurricanes here and in the Northeast as well. and it's not fun.
All right, so read all the information and gather all of the information I need to know what to do after. All right, thank you. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? Would you begin to prepare when a hurricane watch is issued, so within 48 hours? When a hurricane warning is issued, so within 36 hours? Or would you say your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
I think as soon as possible, like before it was
all right.
Set to strike.
Okay, thank you. So considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect you, yourselves, and your home from hurricane damage? Are you
well,
very certain? All right, so would that be not certain at all? So would that be like not certain at all?
Sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing you, so.
Oh, no worries, I can speak louder. So based on the question, would you say you're very certain that your household would have all the information needed to protect you and your household and people who reside in your home? Are you somewhat certain or not certain at all?
No, I'm certain that we could figure it out before.
All right. Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very. All right. Thank you. So could you please select your top three sources of information? And the list goes, do you get your information from internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends or family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Probably print media.
Print media, all right. Anything else, like maybe TV or radio or the internet?
Probably the internet.
The internet, all right. And nothing else?
No.
All right, thank you. So on a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I would say at least a 4.
At least
it's 4? It's brand new, so it's done a lot of hurricane windows and doors and such.
All right, thank you. So how will, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? And the list goes, have, like, property taxes affected you, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials?
No, the hurricane cost me a phenomenal amount of money, and it's cost me enormous grief, stress, etc. And I think of selling my home only for that reason.
All right. So,
because I don't think I could manage another one. And the insurance companies are the worst part of it because they don't help. I just create grief.
All right, thank you. So, do you happen to know if your home is located in a flood or evacuation zone?
Oh, yes, it's definitely in a flood. It's right on the river.
All right. So, do you happen to know the letter of the flood zone? Is it like A, high flood risk, B, moderate?
I have no idea. I don't know that.
All right, no worries. So, if you had to evacuate, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watches issue.
I'm not sure. I was out of town when this one occurred. I would probably do the same.
All right. So you would say you're not really sure?
I'm not sure. I would have to evaluate it at the time.
All right. I would have to evaluate at the time. All right. Thank you. So if you needed to evacuate, where do you think you would go? To a local shelter?
I would probably go to the northeast where my businesses are.
All right. So would you say maybe another state then?
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. How many vehicles are available in your household?
Several.
Seven?
Several. Four or five.
Four or five. All right. Let's put them five then. Thank you. So, do you happen to know the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I think it's a couple thousand dollars. I don't know exact, but I think it's a couple thousand dollars.
All right, no worries. So how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Are you very certain you could?
I could probably can manage that. What I couldn't handle was the $200,000 that it cost me.
All right. So how has your home insurance rate changed in the past 1 year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, or increased significantly?
In Florida, mm-hmm. my rates remained the same, strangely.
All right.
In the Northeast, where my businesses are, my insurance increased 100% in 1 year.
All right. So what about
that was
the past,
very difficult.
I can totally understand that. So in the past 1 to 3 years, here in Florida still, how has your insurance rate changed?
It hasn't changed right now.
All right. In the past 3 to 5 years?
Not that I remember. I've changed insurance companies quite a lot.
All right. In the past 5 to 10 years, I'm assuming you don't really remember as well?
I'm sorry?
In the past 5 to 10 years, do you not really remember as well?
My insurance was enormously high because I had some claims. And, you know, if you're paying insurance, you better not have a claim because then you're blackmailed. It's ridiculous.
Right.
This whole insurance thing is ridiculous.
Okay. So would you say in the past 5 to 10 years, your insurance has increased significantly?
Well, it did at one time, yes, because I had claims, they didn't pay them. It's just a horrible insurance story. So.
All right. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. So as a result of this kind of increase of your insurance, what actions did you take? Did you change your insurance providers? Did you increase the amount of deductible?
I tried that, but they were all coming up with the same thing. So.
All right. So you just have to
find a way to pay for it.
All right, so you just continue paying the higher rate then?
That's what other choice did I have?
All right. So if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what would you say is the lowest range of replacement for which you're comfortable insuring? Would it be 100%, 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than 80, or less than 60%?
I'm not sure. I haven't considered that recently. So.
All right, no worries.
I'd have to evaluate it another time.
All right, thank you. No worries. So which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or happen? Would you say you would consider moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or would you not move from your home?
I would look at alternatives and weigh them.
All right. So if you did have to choose one, though, would that be maybe moving to another state then?
I'm sorry?
If you had to pick one of these, though, this either being moving to another home, within the same county, moving to another county, but still within the same state of Florida, or moving to another state, or would you not move from your home? If you had to choose one of those four options, which one do you think you would pick?
I would probably move within the state to someplace I thought was safer.
Okay, all right. Thank you. So in recent years, as you may know, there has been a trend amongst homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. So would you consider this if your mortgage was paid off? And if it is paid off,
no.
Would you consider it?
No. No.
No? All right. Thank you. So if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help you reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, all three of them? Or do you think the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
The government? our government on all levels is so inept that would be the last place I would go. Oh my God.
Okay. So you're saying that basically the government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
They should be. But
already,
we're trillions of dollars in debt. Now, please.
Oh.
I mean, if the administration changes in November, I might have more hope, but not right now.
All right. So if you did have, maybe pick one, who do you think you would go for? For, the federal government or the state government or local?
government cannot do anything effectively, so I would not look to government to do anything for me.
All right, understandable. Thank you so much. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced?
Oh, I think they're being enforced. Yeah, I do.
So would that be a 5 then? Like, very confident?
Yeah, yes. I'm on to another event right now, so are you about finished?
Oh, yeah. We're about 80% of the survey. So the next two questions,
anyway,
I can just go back.
You'll have to call me back another time. Thank you.
Oh, are you sure? We're almost done. Mm.